Good afternoon. Time to take a look at news here on KCOB. Well, the snow has reached us, and roads now are completely 100% snow covered in pretty much the entire central part of the state. That is at least south of Interstate 80. National Weather Service indicating this winter storm warning is going to be with us through about 6 o'clock tonight. We're going to see snow for us somewhere from 2 to 4 inches, according to the Weather Service, and then some ice accumulation, maybe around a tenth of an inch later. And then we're going to throw into the mix some high winds around 45 miles an hour. Going to create to some tricky road conditions. And according to National Weather Service meteorologist Corey Martin, some very cold temperatures over the next several days.
We could have some really strong winds behind it on Saturday. That could create more issues with blowing snow, especially if we pick up some more light snowfall Saturday morning. 40, 50 mile an hour wind gusts could be common Saturday, along with drastically falling temperatures. Sunday morning, I mean, we're looking at wind chills across the area. Could be minus 10 to minus 20 or colder.
Once again, if you want to check road conditions today or tomorrow, go to 511ia.org. That's the site that's manned by the Iowa State Patrol and the Iowa Department of Transportation. Again, all roads completely snow-covered. The closures we have for you besides the schools, the Coffee with Newton Mermine Canson for tomorrow, Newton Public Library has been canceled. So has Newton Moose Lodge's bingo tonight. That has been canceled. Jasper County Congregate Meals, no home-delivered meals, and they're closed today. And Herta is running in-town routes only. We'll keep you apprised of the weather situation as we go throughout the rest of the day. But, again, just be careful out there today. 20-year-old Newton man's attempt to elude an officer from Ash and Wildwood County Park, northwest of Mingo to southeast of Ira, has led to a suspended 2-year prison term, 1 year of probation, and a $625 fine. Court records show Andrew John Moon pled guilty to eluding and was sentenced by District Associate Judge Stephen Holwerda. Moon's arrest occurred at 5 p.m. November 30th after an officer observed him attempting to do a donut with his pickup in the county park's parking lot. The arrest report said Moon drove away from the officer and the ensuing chase reached 105 miles an hour on County Highway F-24 going into Ira. Moon ended up stopping voluntarily on County Highway S-52 just south of County Highway F-36 West. No container of beer was reportedly found in the 20-year-old's truck. 1 year probation has been imposed on a Mason City 18-year-old caught with a loaded pistol during a traffic stop on Highway 117 north of Colfax January 2nd. District Associate Judge Stephen Holwerda has also ordered James Earl Murray Jr. to pay a $625 civil penalty. Murray arrested shortly before 2 a.m. January 2nd after being stopped for driving without his headlights. The officer reported noticing an odor of marijuana. Police say a search turned up a drug pipe under the driver's seat, along with a .22 caliber pistol with 10 rounds in the magazine. Murray pled guilty to a charge of carrying weapons. A West Des Moines company is going to be doing the design work on two bridge replacement projects that Jasper County Engineer Russ Stutt got included in a federal grant program. Stutt told the county supervisors this week the bridge northeast of Mingo and east of Highway 117 on County Highway F-24 over Clear Creek and the Highway T-38 bridge over Sugar Creek just north of Highway 6 are not among the county's worst. But with the Federal Competitive Highway Bridge Program grant, they can be replaced with the county paying just 45% of the cost.
This will be basically a 55% grant, federal money. They met the qualifications to submit for the grant program, and that's why we're doing these.
The supervisors unanimously approved a contract with Calhoun Burns & Associates Incorporated for both bridges design work. Usually, the county engineer's office does its own bridge designing, but Stutt says this grant opportunity popped up pretty quickly. Both bridges will be continuous concrete slab structures with open concrete rails. 23-year-old Newton man caught with marijuana in September is spent part of next weekend in jail. Skylar Ray Duncan has pleaded guilty to first offense possession of marijuana. He was sentenced this week by Jasper County District Associate Judge Stephen Holwerda. Duncan has served 2 days in jail beginning next Saturday, January 25th, and has been ordered to pay a $315 fine and $125 surcharge. He was arrested September 20th after Newton police responded to a domestic disturbance call. Court documents say Duncan was allegedly one of the individuals involved in the dispute. Police said he was intoxicated and submitted to a preliminary breath test that put his blood alcohol content at 0.118. He was also searched, and officers found a container with approximately 4 grams of marijuana. Well, if you want to earn some extra money this spring and summer, the U.S. Census Bureau would like you to submit an application. U.S. Census Bureau says Iowa is one of the states where the agency is having an especially difficult time finding temporary workers. Census is hiring for office jobs in Des Moines, as well as field workers who will go door-to-door statewide starting in May. The goal for the agency is to collect more than 21,000 applications for the part-time jobs. But Marilyn Sanders, a regional director for the census, says so far only about half that number have applied.
Right now we're looking for approximately about 10,000 more applicants in order to complete the recruiting for the state of Iowa.
Iowa's low unemployment rate's a factor, and the Census Bureau recently raised the hourly wage in the Des Moines area in hopes of attracting more applicants. Sanders says having local workers improves the response rate.
The opportunity to help us to get a complete count is when we have people that represent the community knocking on the doors.
The census determines how many seats in the House of Representatives go to each state. Some $675 billion in federal funding each year is distributed based on the population count. In funeral announcements, Dorothy Dot Logan of Newton passed away at the age of 88 at her home at Park Center in Newton. Pence Reese Funeral Home is entrusted with the arrangements, and there'll be a private graveside service in Stony Point, New York. If you'd like to honor Dot Logan, make a contribution or donation to the American Cancer Society, the American Heart Association, or the family says lend a hand to those less fortunate. Online condolences for the family at www.pencefh.com. Michael E. Wheeler of Newton passed away at the age of 58 on Tuesday at Mercy One Des Moines Medical Center. No services are scheduled for Michael Wheeler, while his family funeral home is handling the arrangements. No services are scheduled for Charlotte Helen Otten of Newton, who passed away Monday at the age of 99 at Nelson Manor, while his family funeral home handling the cremation. Memorials to Newton Christian Church or Hospice of Midwest, and they may be left at Wallace Family Funeral Home. And Mass of the Resurrection for Mary Bernie Bogards of Grinnell, who passed away Thursday at the age of 90, will be held 10:30 Tuesday morning at St. Mary Catholic Church in Grinnell. There's going to be a reception that follows the Mass at the church on Tuesday. Interment follows at Hazelwood Cemetery in Grinnell. Visitation will start at 2 o'clock Monday at Smith Funeral Home in Grinnell. That's where Mary Bogards' family will receive friends from 4 to 7 Monday afternoon and evening. Memorial St. Mary's Catholic Church, mail those in care of Smith Funeral Home, P.O. Box 368, Grinnell, Iowa, 50112. Memories and condolences may be shared with the family online at www.smithfh.com. Again, be careful out there if you have to be out and about. I'm Randy Van. Thanks for sharing your noon hour with us. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon.